Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome. Live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, this is the one, the only Scary Cast. I'm Dr. John Stamey, and it's so good to be with you tonight. We've got several of our great hosts with us. We've got a couple more to join us in a little bit. And so what I want to do is introduce, first of all, the guy that helped me get this entire podcast started, the one and the only Devin Tate from West Hollywood, California. Devin, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, John. It's been a busy month out here in California with the big Pride festivals, which we helped produce one yesterday. So I've been really busy with that, but now it's good to be back here on ScaryCast.
Well, that's great. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I produce a lot of Comic-Cons. They're festivals, and I know exactly how hard they are. It just wears you out, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does. This is the biggest one this is the biggest event I've ever been involved in putting on, and I heard there may have been 100,000 people there. So if that's true, that's amazing.
I'm sorry. If I get 2,500 people, I think I've had a huge Comic-Con. So anyway, I am impressed with what you do, and thanks. And, of course, we are thrilled to have you here. You and I are going on 4 years of ScaryCast, aren't we?
We sure are.
That's right. And I wouldn't have anybody else with us. Now, the crazy man from Canada, one of our best friends, from Niagara Falls, Mark Johnson. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, guys. Doing well. I'm excited to hear some Lizard Man stories. It's one of the ones that I know we've talked about in the past, but it's the one cryptid I know least about. I know a lot about Bigfoot and UFO, and I think maybe there could be some overlap there. So I'm curious to hear what you have to say, what stories you have, and talk about it.
Okay. Well, We've got a lot of great stories. Now, we really do. And you just reminded me of something. Another story. I'm 20. Okay, great. So you know how it is. We're preparing up to the very moment. Now, what I would like to do, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We have 10 stories of Lizard Man from around the world. I'm going to start with, for 5 minutes, I'm going to talk about the Lizard Man of Bishopville in Lee County, South Carolina, because that's the one that's the last time he was seen en masse, and it's really interesting. So what happened in the summer of 88? This young man named Christopher Davis was driving home from his job at McDonald's. Now, the reason he was driving home at 2 in the morning was because when these McDonald's, like at that point in 1988, there weren't very many places to stop for a burger or for anything to eat if you were a trucker or whatever. You know, this was actually one of the busiest McDonald's in South Carolina on Interstate 20. And so what happened is he had to work late that night. So he works late, and he has a flat tire on this place called Browntown Road. It's about, probably 3 miles from Bishopville, South Carolina. So he has a flat tire. And then he gets out to change it. I mean, what can you do? This is before cell phones. We don't have AAA. It's just awful. So he gets out to change his tire. And it's near this landmark called the Butterbean Shed. There was an old gentleman who had a shed. He grew butterbeans. He would dry them in there. And it was near this Butterbean Shed that all this happened. So Christopher Davis gets out, takes his tire iron, and by the way, I gotta make a comment about changing a tire. You can't just go change a tire right now, because when they put those things on, they use mechanical devices to really put those tires on hard and fast. Do you guys agree with me?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's tough. Devin, have you ever had a flat tire and you couldn't change it yourself?
Luckily, I've changed all my flat tires myself so far.
You're a better man than I am because I can't get those things off. Anyway, so this is back in the day when they just turned it and made it tight. So he takes his tire off. He gets his spare out of his car. And what he does is he puts it on. He's halfway through turning the tire iron. We don't even talk about tire irons anymore, but that's what he was doing. And so he's turning it, and all of a sudden, he takes a look around. He hears something, and he sees a large, about an 8-foot-tall thing with red eyes approaching him, and he is terrified. So what he does is he immediately jumps into his car, starts the car. He didn't take the tire iron off. And he speeds away. He gets to about 30 miles an hour, and he realizes there is something on top of his car. And he is petrified. Christopher Davis is one petrified young man. He's 17 years old. He's just a high school student at Lee County High School. He's terrified. He jumps on top of the car. You know, something's on top of the car. He leaves, and it takes him about an hour to get of swerving around to get rid of this thing, and he gets to his house. What happens is his father says, "Well, where have you been?" He said, "Well, I'm hungry, but I had a problem." And he shows his dad the car. There are these scratches, these deep gouges on the top of the car. There's lots of damage. And his father says, "What in the world is that?" He said, "Something came at me, but I don't want to talk about it." And he didn't want to talk about it for 2 weeks. His father finally convinced him after 2 weeks to go see the sheriff, Sheriff Liston Truesdale of Lee County, who had experience, was trained by the FBI and everything. And Liston Truesdale listened appropriately, like a real sheriff should listen. And he took down the report. He said, "Well, we'll see what happens." 14 police reports later, ABC Good Morning America showing up, and the Lizard Man is truly, and I believe I'm correct, the Lee County Lizard Man is the first viral occurrence prior to the internet. It went crazy. There were stories in newspapers from Singapore, from Korea, all over the country. They picked it up because of the Associated Press. So, I mean, I don't know what else to say other than we have 14 occurrences of the Lizard Man. They were reported. Now, in my book that's coming out, The Lizard Man's Companion, we have got, thanks to the Camden Independent, who owns the Lee County Observer, they let us reprint all of these stories, and they're very important. Historically, they're extremely important, and I'm glad that they did. So that is the story of the Lizard Man with red eyes. Now, just so that everybody knows, and I'll only say it once, but 2 weekends ago, or about 12 days ago, I was on William Shatner's Unexplained talking about the Lizard Man, and it was an amazing thing. I'm very grateful that they had me. It's kind of a big career builder in the paranormal world. But I can't say enough to thank those people for how well they treated me. They built me an office in which to sit there and talk. They were nice to me, and they didn't make fun of the Lizard Man story because I'm down here in South Carolina, and I firmly believe that when a newspaper has so many stories, that there must be something true about the story itself. Now, Devin, what do you think about that statement that I just made? Don't you think that if a newspaper has 14 stories and recounting by citizens and the sheriff about the Lizard Man, don't you think that lends credence to the whole thing?
That's definitely a lot of articles. So I would think that too. And you know, in fact, there's quite a few articles about the Los Angeles lizard people. So that's part of the reason why I've been so interested in reading everything about it.
Right, and just so that you know, we're going to have you talk about the Los Angeles lizard people next. But I do want Mark Johnston. Don't you think that credibility is derived from a number of newspaper stories? I mean, what do you think? You can be honest.
Well, it's interesting that it seems that there's a phenomenon that seems to be happening, you know, with any type of experiment, whether it's observational in science, you know, you want things to be repeatable. So it'd be interesting on how repeatable this phenomenon is, just like Bigfoot, it's repeatable, right? We talk about that, and it's everywhere. And, you know, the number of video evidence and sightings and history of that going back hundreds of years. So I'm just learning about this lizard man. If there is like a number of instances in same areas or across time and similar type of interactions, that could be possible.
Well, certainly. So, and thank you for those observations. That's important. Now we would like to introduce the one and only the Surgeon General. How are you doing tonight, Trey? You're up in the wilds of what, Indiana?
I am in Indiana, and I'm sorry I'm a little late getting on, but this is the first opportunity I could break away and be on with you.
Well, we are glad you're here. And I guess what I just did was I talked about the original Lizard Man story that the local paper had 14 articles about the Lizard Man over a period of 3 months. And what I'll say is, and I'll tell this to you, and I don't mind repeating this for everyone else, Gerber was kind enough to let me reprint those articles. I think they're historically important. And what is your take on 14 or 3 months? What do you think about the historical significance of that? Because I know you've got an MD degree. You're a great surgeon, and we really respect what you say. What do you think about that type of evidence? I mean, that's the only evidence we have. We have one cast, and people kind of say it's, oh, well, maybe that's not real. And what do you think about?
Well, if a story has staying power, and it comes from multiple sources, and it comes from multiple angles, then I'd say that it's not just a conspiracy of one. It would have to be a multiple conspiracy. And conspiracies are well known for falling apart over time. And if it hasn't fallen apart over time, you gotta think that maybe there's something to it.
Look, thank you very much for that. I have heard you say a lot of wise statements. That's one of the wisest statements you've ever said. So I wanted to say,
the wisest statement I ever did is when I asked my wife to marry me, and then she said yes. That was the wise thing I've ever done.
Well, here's the deal. I've met Jamie, and she is one of the sweetest, nicest. So anyway, talk to us a little bit about the lizard people in Los Angeles as we're looking at lizard people around the world next on the list. So tell us a little bit about them. Are you there, Devin?
Oh yes, I'm here. I didn't hear you for a little while. I think I don't know if it was
John,
my
you're
fault,
kinda
but...
you're kinda fading out on us. So I think your connection is poor. But I can hear Devin.
Tell us a little bit about the lizard people of Los Angeles.
Sure, sure. Thank you, John. So, yeah, this is a legend that actually goes back supposedly over 5,000 years, where there was supposedly a race of people who may or may not have been reptilian appearing. Some sources say that they were just, looked like regular people, but they had a affinity for lizards, and other people say they may have been reptilian in nature themselves. So supposedly this group of people built some underground cities near the Pacific coast, including one in Los Angeles. And the way they built it was underground, deep underground tunnels that were below what is now basically considered the downtown LA area. The tail of the lizard, which was the end of the tunnel system, would basically be right under where the central library is in downtown Los Angeles today, which that building is very strange. There's a whole strange history to it. There's a lot of symbols and mythology around the library itself. So kind of it does play into that legend. There was actually a huge excavation in the 30s by an engineer who had heard the story and believed that there was gold buried in the tunnels. And so he was trying to, he wanted to find the tunnels to get to the money. And so those were what most of the newspaper articles revolve around, was his quest to find the tunnels, which unfortunately he never did. But I think it's interesting that there is known to be a network of tunnels underneath downtown that were believed to be created, by humans to connect important buildings such as City Hall to connect to other buildings. And some of them were for smuggling, during Prohibition. They were used to transport the alcohol in downtown Los Angeles. So it's interesting, how many different levels of tunnels there could be underneath downtown with the subway, all those tunnels, and then, possibly the lizard people tunnels.
Exactly. And I think it's important to realize that a lot of people, especially in Los Angeles, know about the lizard people, and they were apparently regular folks, but they lived in a lair that was a lot like, designed like a lizard. It had the same shape, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
I know, it's just really crazy, but and it came up in the 30s and even through the 40s that they were looking for this, and every time they would dig down and try to get close to what they thought was the level of these tunnels and everything, they would fill up with water because they didn't really have the type of technology that they needed to do what they were trying to do. And it's a shame that they didn't. And apparently, now, Devin, you have been over there in that area. Would it be possible, and the answer might be no, but would it be possible to do a project like that, to dig down and to try to find these tunnel systems for the lizard people of Los Angeles?
Yeah, I think with modern technology, it would be possible. I think it's not going to be probable because the controlling interests of the land downtown, whether or not they have interest in finding out for themselves, is, remains to be seen, but they probably definitely don't want, a big story about it coming out, especially if you do believe in the legend of the lizard people, then, one could think that, probably a lot of those people who own the land may be, descendants of that race or part of the race. So, I'm sure there could be a bunch of different theories as to, what's down there and who knows about it and why, they haven't looked for it since essentially the 40s.
Right.
Yeah, that's why it's so interesting.
And I'm sorry that when I was out there in Los Angeles, I wasn't able to spend an extra day there and go with you out there to that area because I think it would have been just a great thing to do. And we could have run an entire ScaryCast episode about going out there and talking about the lizard people. Where they are, they're like underneath the library and everything, which is kind of cool. But anyway, that's great.
Next time you get flown out here, make some time for that.
Well, it might be when I fly myself out, but I might just have to do that because we might have to do a little bit of recording, and we might have to have a lot of fun because all I got to tell everybody is you treated me to the most magnificent dinner at a wonderful restaurant, and we had a great time. So all I got to say is thank you so much, and it was great, and probably going to have to come out there sooner than later. So now I've got two more stories that are fairly short but are very important. One happened in Arizona. Now, there were these dudes that were marathon runners, and what they were doing was they would run out to the desert, they would run 13 miles out, and they would come 13 miles back. And now, really and truly, marathon runners don't practice running 26 miles, but these guys were doing that, and I think that's kind of amazing. So they now we're getting some feedback. I'm wondering if this is the government or what. Can anyone else hear the feedback?
I do hear the feedback, and I've muted myself, so I'm not sure where the feedback's coming from.
That's all right. It's probably the government because we're talking about Lizard Man, but that's okay. Anyway, these marathon runners ran out into the desert. They're 13 miles, and they stopped and they turned around. Well, they didn't stop very long, and all of a sudden, from behind a rock, came a lizard man. Now, that's amazing. This is a well-documented story in Arizona Highways magazine, and I know that's crazy, but that's a story that purportedly happened. And then there's another story in Nevada. There's an author, and she does not want me to mention her name. I called her again, and her son, here's what happened. Her son and a friend of his, they were 13 years old. You know, Trey, I know you know about 13-year-old boys. You had one, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they probably – pardon me, oh, and you were one once too? Right.
Yeah.
So what happened was these boys went out in the desert one night, and they found a depression, and it led to, like, basically a hole that went down into the earth. And they found a ladder, and they climbed down the ladder. And they got down to the bottom, to the first kind of tier, and they heard all of these horrible guttural sounds, and they got scared. So they scurried up that ladder. And then when they got about halfway up, they heard something else coming up behind them. And that thing, they looked around, and that was this thing that looked like a lizard. But it was climbing. And they got out, and they ran back to their house. And they were thankful, you know, they were glad to be away from them. However, the next morning, they heard scratches on the window because they were both, you know, sleeping in this one boy's room. One was on the floor and one was on the bed, and they heard these scratching noises, and they looked out and they saw these lizard people. They were trying to get in, and they closed the windows, and the boy went out to get his mother, who's the lady that authored this story. And they went outside. They couldn't find anything, but they did see evidence of scratching and something strange that had gone on. So that's another lizard man around the world. And I think the most important and the most interesting story that I've got came from Robin Moonshadow. She is a psychic, and she's one of the premier experts on the little people. She's from Toronto, Canada. Mark, have I spoken with you about Robin Moonshadow?
No, I don't think so. I don't think you've ever mentioned her to me.
But she's a nice lady, and we had her on ScaryCast one time. We'll probably get her back. Now, we'll probably have to expand it to 3 hours because Robin Moonshadow can talk, as we say in the South, a blue streak. But she is very, very interesting. And she was telling me a story that happened with her father in Vietnam. Now, I don't know, Trey and I are probably the only people that are old enough to remember Vietnam and to remember story. I mean, Trey, do you have any strange stories that might have happened in Vietnam that were told to you by veterans or whatever?
No, I was in high school when the draft started, so I didn't really know much beyond that.
Okay, well that's cool. Well, let me tell you what Robin Moonshatter told me, and I believe her. She's a nice lady, and she's got a heck of a reputation worldwide. She said that her grandfather was in Vietnam, and they told them, if you ever see a lizard walking upright, shoot to kill. And they said, okay, whatever. And I think it was more like Platoon, the movie, over there than anything else. But during the rainy season, it was a mess. So what happened was they were out there on patrol. There were three or four of them together, but there were probably about 25 of them all together. They were out there on patrol trying to find the Viet Cong and trying to shoot them if they could. So they were walking around, and they happened upon this thing that was about 8 feet tall that had red eyes. Now, this is what I testified to on Unexplained with William Shatner. It had red eyes, and it looked at them, and it growled. And all of a sudden, they brought out their guns, and they started shooting at it. And this thing started running. And it ran, and it ran, and it ran, and they followed him. And they radioed for help, and they, I think they had about 15 to 20 of the troops there trying to chase this thing. And it has been found out that the largest river that's internal that we can get to is in Vietnam. It's the largest cavern. It's beautiful. It had not been really discovered yet back in the 60s and early 70s. So what happened was this thing ran into that. They ran into it, and they got in there, and all of a sudden they were met with a group of about 20 lizard men. And what they did was they opened fire, and they killed them. They had something like submachine guns back then. I don't know what they were called, because Mark, you're probably the expert on guns, but I don't know what they had, but they killed them all. And they were terrified, and they went back to base. They were debriefed, and they were told never to tell for like 20 or 30 years. And this gentleman, who was part of that group, he told his daughter after that 30-year mark, 20 or 30-year mark, I think it was the 30-year mark, that they had encountered lizard people or lizard men over there in Vietnam, and it was the most terrifying thing that he had ever, ever seen. Now, I will tell you this. There are stories about our troops being taken up by UFOs over there in Vietnam. I mean, it was a terrifying experience, and I think for a lot of them it was more terrifying with the UFO experiences and the Bigfoot experiences and the Lizardman experiences than it was for just the total combat. But the total combat was just awful. And we got to say thank you to all our troops in Vietnam for what they did for us and the fact that they went through it. I mean, apparently it was about like if you'd watched the movie Saving Private Ryan. It was just absolutely awful over there. So are there any comments that we have about that, the fact that our troops fought Lizard Man and they killed a bunch of them? Now, that river, and I'm sorry I don't remember the name, but that river and that cavern is actually a well-known tourist attraction now in Vietnam. But I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to go in there, and Robin Moonshatter has been down there. And she has gone in there, and she has seen that there's like an entire ecosystem, and she reached a point that she didn't want to go past that because she said it was a little too scary. So do we have any comments about the fact that there might be lizard people in Vietnam or in some of these primitive third world countries, whether they're South America, Africa, or in Southeast Asia? Are there any comments about that?
Well, I just Googled it, like lizard people Vietnam, and apparently there's something called the devil creature of Sundong Cave, This is from the Cryptid Wiki, and it's a reptilian-like creature reported to have been seen and captured on camera in the Sundong Cave ever since it was opened to the public in 2013, and there's even a picture, supposedly, of it. In January 2015, and YouTube, there's a mysterious creature captured by one of the cave's visitors. And, yeah, so it has a body of a man, but the face and skin of a reptile.
Well, Mark, please do me a favor and send me that link on Facebook. That's important because that is corroborative evidence of what Robin Moonshadow said. And, I mean, it was a terrifying story, and I can't even go into the next terrifying story because it is too faint. As Lisa Douglas from Green Acres would say, it's too fantastical to talk about. But I really believe what she said. So now, does anybody else have a comment or whatever? Well,
I do. I know that there's kind of this conspiracy theory in the UFO world about reptilians and reptoids, lizard people, and apparently, you know, obviously there's been a lot of sci-fi movies and things, like even the original Star Trek with the lizard, there's like a lizard person in that, but the one I'm talking about is David Icke. I don't know if you guys heard of him. He's a famous English conspiracy theorist who's been around for a long time, but he's kind of popularized the idea in recent years, saying that there are these shape-shifting reptilian aliens, and they can take the human form, and that they're actually working in secret societies on the Earth, potentially even pulling the strings of government, being that they've been here for a long time, and we're kind of like a product of like an advanced reptilian super intelligent species. So potentially there could be something there where, you know, we could be along, like we've talked about this in the past, alongside different UFO phenomenon, different alien ET species. So maybe that there's these underground bases that are right under our noses where they can come and go from, or that they've been here the entire time, but also they can travel interdimensionally or travel in between planets. And what David Icke says is that all the big families on this planet, like, I don't know, the Rothschilds or even the Bushes or British royal family, are all tied in with this reptilian conspiracy.
Right, and we've heard that a lot, and it's a very interesting topic, and that's something that we're probably going to delve into, not this month, but next month, about those secret societies and everything. In fact, I'll just go ahead and say it. I was contacted by one today, and it was very interesting, and don't know if I believe it or not, but we'll see. So, in other words, there are lizard man stories around the world. That will be the next book out. We've got another book I've got to get out before then, but by the first of the year, we'll have lizard man around the world. We'll have interesting stories, and I think they'll be wonderful. So I want to do a roundtable quickly and just say, you know, what have you got to say about tonight or anything, whatever. Trey Dunaway, what do you have to say about our topics tonight? Because you always have interesting takes on what we do.
Well, we've had some of these discussions before. And, of course, what would really be interesting is if we had new material to discuss, because none of this is novel. There's no revelation in what we're talking about tonight. But what I want to know is what goes on in the area of the original Bishopville lizard man sighting. Has there been any activity in the last decade or so? And I don't know who to turn to for that information other than you, John.
Well, I can tell you that the last sighting that I've got is from the early 90s. And, in fact, I'm going to be coming through there this Friday, and I'm going to drop you off a copy of Lizard Man Companion so that you can go ahead and have a preprint copy so that you can see what I've got. And I know it sounds like it's the same old stories, but, you know, they keep cropping up all over, and that's why we're going to be doing Lizard Man around the world. I've got 10 different sightings of Lizard Man, and they're going to be more because they keep kind of finding me. So
Right. Well,
I'll go ahead and ask you this. Can we have coffee on Friday, and I can bring you a copy of Lizard Man around, the new Lizard Man companion, and see what we can do?
That sounds great, John.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate that. Devin, what do you have to say about this? Devin's still here.
I'm so sorry. I was muted, and I was talking, and I thought you could hear me, but you couldn't.
That's right. So what do you have for the last word?
Yeah, so I was thinking about the Geico gecko, you know, that little gecko that they used to sell car insurance. And I thought, wouldn't that be funny if, you know, the people that invented him were actually lizard people kind of trying to, you know, get us, you know, used to the idea of cute little reptilian people.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're not so cute, but we'll see. But thank you for those observations.
Right.
And Mark Johnson, what do you have to say for the last word?
Well, something came to mind when Devin was talking about the lizard people of Los Angeles and the fact that it dated back so long. So what came to mind was, well, what was there at that time, like even a few hundred years ago to a few thousand years ago? And potentially there was like empires like the Aztecs or Mayans. And they're one of their major deities, you can say, is Quetzalcoatl, which is they call the feathered serpent. So I'm wondering if the feathered serpent, that's a reptile, right? So there's these,
that's
a reptile man. It's a man. So, and I'm wondering what types, if there's any type of influence based on that, if not the Aztecs themselves or like another type of native of the area.
Well, one would have to do some more research, but that's an interesting thing. So look, I wanted to say thank you to everyone that was on the show tonight. We really appreciate it. We'll be back next week. The Queen of Scarycast, Robin, was unable to join us. She was going to talk about doing some mind speak with Lizard Man, and that would have been an interesting topic, but we'll do that next time. So anyway, thanks a lot, and we'll see you next week on the one, the only Scarycast. Thanks a lot, guys.
Good night,
thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.